did talk to the team, and we have a couple of things that I just want to lay out for all of you and on what the D.C. bill does. It reduces maximum penalties for offenses like murders and other homicides, armed home invasion burglaries, armed carjackings, as I mentioned, armed robberies, unlawful gun possession, and some sexual assault offenses.
And together we're saying loud and clearly that in America, hate and extremism will not prevail. Although they are rearing their ugly head in significance now.
Although they are rearing their ugly head in significance now.
The issue that I don't cover enough, because I know at one level it's just going to create division, and that's not what we need. We need to all love each other. But you can't address a problem if the corporate media continues to cover it up and then censor those that expose it. But every time I hear about a mass shooting or some big death, and I noticed that they have the suspect in custody, they won't ever show the picture. I go, well, I know why. And I know why this story is going to go away real quick, because it's not a white person. So it isn't about demonizing the black people, that a small minority of them are committing the disproportionate majority of these type of violent crimes. It's about not letting the Justice Department, since Biden got in 2 years ago, joining the whole Hollywood ADL narrative that white people are the most vicious, out-of-control criminals everywhere.
Officials say that Peyton Gendron, a white 18-year-old man...
This hateful act and other similar hateful acts across the country, motivated by white supremacy.
A white supremacist who has engaged in an act of terrorism.
It's not fair to lie about white people as a group and say we're bad terrorists, and then cover up young black males committing the majority of violent crime. And most black males don't do that, and they're hardworking, good people, and they don't deserve it.
If you could talk to any of the people who walked into your business and set that place on fire, what would you tell them?
Put yourself in our shoes. You know, this could be one of your family members. This could be your mom, your dad, your uncle, your brother or sister. You know, this could be one of your family members that had their own business that was burned down to the ground.
Just like white people don't deserve to be blamed for what some other white person does. But when a white person goes out and commits a mass shooting, you don't ever stop hearing about it forever. And how all white people and how all gun owners are collectively to blame.
Why is America 30% white guys and 70% of the shootings in the last many decades have been at the hands of white guys? I'm not saying we should racially profile white guys, but I do think it's interesting to note that had 70% of mass shooters been, let's say, Arabs or African American men, I think the conversation right now would be a very different conversation.
That's preposterous. Three killed, a mother, a 9-year-old, and another, and a news camera person. And as soon as it didn't say what the person's race was, I knew it was not a white person. Sure enough, I put the shooter's name in. It's a young black man. So in less than 2 years, 18 and 19, he's 19 and a half. He's got a big old giant armed robbery crime rap sheet. And he's on the streets because of these Soros prosecutors. And then he goes and kills people who are totally innocent, including a 9-year-old girl and a camera person who responded to another shooting in the area. Hell, he'll probably be out in 5 years. All because he's, quote, black. By the way, the shooter in Florida a few years ago that shot all those people at that public school, because his last name was Cruz, he was adopted, he was white. Because his last name was Cruz, despite a rap sheet, again, about 2 inches thick, of violence and robbery and death threats, he was released with no time served because his last name was Cruz, by the minority, quote, reform program in Florida and carried out in Broward County so he could go kill all those people. And the left knows exactly what they're doing.
They always accuse you of the very things they're doing themselves. If there's one rule you can keep on your fridge, write it down, put it in your wallet to evaluate the behavior of the people in charge, it's that. They blame you for their sins every single time.
So if you ever get in trouble and you're white, just identify as black or Hispanic and you can get out of jail free. We'll be right back.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, March 8th, 2023, and we always have vital news and information to cover, but today is particularly key. So many massive things have come to a head. I'm going to be listing all of those. Biden has officially rolled out the national plan for the digital central bank, digital currency, slave grid, the Chinese social credit score, the whole nine yards. We're going to be looking at that. It is so important. We also have Senator Rand Paul and others calling for criminal charges against Fauci. He's been caught red-handed, covering up gain of function and development of COVID-19. Massive, massive news. More Antifa attacks around the country. A high-level former Clinton operative, current Clinton and Obama operative, dies in another very mysterious way. There is so much we're going to get to here today. But the first thing I want to hit is January 6th at Tucker Carlson. This is much bigger than January 6th. It's much bigger than Tucker Carlson. It's bigger than the federal government using Jan 6 to brand all populist or conservative or Christian or nationalist movements as terrorist. It's about the end of free speech and the First Amendment in this country and the murder of common sense. They're all over the news saying Tucker Carlson's rewriting history. Well, yeah, if the history's written falsely and then you make new discoveries, whether they're archaeological or in the current time documentary evidence, you change the history. Just like science changes as they learn more and more and as it develops and unfolds. Now look, I talked to Tucker Carlson, and I'll leave it at that. And I talked to some of his crew, I'll leave it at that. Some of the crew was here 2 weeks ago. And the one big rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. And the other big rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. I talked to Joe Rogan basically every day. Don't really ever talk about it or get into it. Because those are personal relationships. And I know what happened last night on Fox News. It's a big deal. But I purposely made the decision to not ask Tucker about it. That way I don't violate any of his work he's doing, because I'm going to give him a chance to respond to what's happened in his own voice. But I did know what happened last night watching the show, because I know how the show's produced. I know what was reportedly going to be on there last night, and it wasn't there. So I made some phone calls, and not to Tucker, and I confirmed that indeed what I thought was going on was going on. Steve Bannon figured it out too. I'll be on his show tomorrow morning talking about this, and he contacted his sources and confirmed. So I really wasn't going to talk about this, but Cheryl Atkinson, very respected investigative journalist, has talked to her sources and confirmed it. So they call this parallel construction. Instead of getting it directly from Tucker, because I don't want to really violate our friendship like that. I don't want to leave him and his show production alone. I went ahead and got it from other people. And it's just, it's outrageous. And that's all I can say. It's huge. And it really is emblematic of the war going on in this country and just how serious and intense it is if somebody like Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones or Cheryl Atkinson is going to put it all on the line to bring you the truth, what ends up happening to them. But we saw one of the arch criminals, Chuckie Schumer, get up there yesterday on the Senate floor and say, listen to me, Murdoch, we're going to destroy Fox News. Just like he told Trump, we're going to destroy you using the deep state, the intelligence agencies, if you don't shut Tucker down and not let him air what he's about to air tonight. Because you know they got his phones tapped. You know they're spying on Carlson. No way he could run his show out of D.C. or New York. That's why he runs it out of Florida and Maine. And I'm not going to get into all the inside baseball about this today. I'm going to cover it at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to cover some other news before then. And then I'm going to cover what's really going on at the bottom of the hour. But here's the bottom line. The deep state muscled in and put incredible pressure on Tucker, who was bringing the goods yesterday. What he told me. And I know what they've got. And it was going to devastate the system. Because just the footage we have is the federal informants and provocateurs staging it, attacking, and their own text messages that came out in the January 6th Commission saying they orchestrated the attacks like Ray Epps. But Tucker has the HD of the feds inside, opening the doors, bringing the people in. And he focused on the lies on Monday night. He focused on a lot of other stuff last night, like Capitol Police and how they basically were stood down. That was important. It's groundbreaking. And by what he's done is make it the main focal point of discussion, the top story in the United States the last 3 days. And so that's bringing forward all the research and news that's already there that proves this was a provocateur staged synthetic event. But the smoking gun information did not get out last night. And you could see the production, where it was a bunch of filler and a bunch of other canned stories added, because the battle over what was going to air last night went on until very close to showtime. And so this is really emblematic of the struggle of the American people, the people of the world, to know the truth. I mean, this is footage that they wouldn't let people use in their trials, like Q Shaman, who was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison after spending a year and a half in jail. That's almost 6 years. For being let in by the police and let in and brought into the Senate chambers. And then he thanks them and says a prayer with them. Maybe he gets a trespassing charge. But they let him in. I mean, they wouldn't let him have that in trial. That's just one of the issues here. And they have 40-plus thousand hours of footage. Just the footage we have from outside and inside is incredible. Footage our reporter, Sam Montoya, shot of the police officer executing Ashley Babbitt, and he's been indicted for just being there. So it's a huge war on free speech, and I've got a lot of thoughts and a lot of things to say. But here's what Steve Bannon had to say. Cheryl Atkinson, the famous investigative journalist, said, from what I can gather, the plan to air more January 6th tape on Fox tonight changed. That must have been some battle behind the scenes, but it should be addressed explicitly on the program rather than ... rather than just pretending to ignore it. And Steve Bannon says, Murdoch shut Tucker down. Yeah. Now, it's up in the air right now, and I said I get to the bottom of the hour, but you know me, I never give you cliffhangers. I just tell you right up front, I can't help myself. But there's a battle going on, and then Tucker at the end of the show last night said, with a super close-up, he never does that, he said, we're not stopping, this is going to come out. And I know Tucker well. this will get out one way or another, or he'll leave Fox. So that's where we are. And by the way, Fox News needs Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson doesn't need Fox News. And that's why they have deplatforming for the individuals like myself, who can be as big as Fox News at one point without any help from the system. And the power structure can't stay in its corrupt position if that's the case. So that's where the revolution is right now. And people are picking sides. Looks like Elon Musk is picking our side. All right, we're going to cover a ton of news today. I'm going to come back and hit Biden and his big digital ID rollout, a la Mark of the Beast. And then we'll get back into the situation with the January 6th suppression of the truth and the suppression of the press. Stay with us.
Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. The ultimate solution, the only thing that really lets us go back completely to normal and feel good about sitting in a stadium with lots of other people, is to create a vaccine and not just take care of our country, but take that vaccine out to the global population.
It's just who I told you, Bill damn Gates. I look at the news coming in. Every one of these stories certifies and confirms our worst nightmares. We're deep inside the New World Order now. Overnight, all the hard-fought liberties are gone, and the Mark of the Beast is announced. It's just who we told you would do the announcement. Closest thing to the Antichrist on this planet is Bill Gates. Creepy, evil medical officer of the New World Order. Who's pushing 5G? Dickhead. Who's pushing weather modification? Jerk off. In fact, I shouldn't even joke around. Those names are too kind for him. He is a manifest hole in hell. I told you he's the chief science officer of the New World Order. Folks over the years are like, why do you harp on Bill Gates? Because they're devil worshipers. They like to kill people. There is a fallen off-world consciousness that likes to destroy humans, and it is here jacking us. And they're on TV saying they love to drink the blood of children and kill babies and worshiping Satan and saying they're going to merge with AI gods. I mean, this is horrible. They're going to release stuff that starts killing hundreds of millions every season. See, you're going to get those vaccines, and then all of a sudden you're going to feel lumps all over your body. You're going to have lymphatic cancer. That's what they give you. And you're going to get blood cancer. You just, and it's the loving doctor, and, I'm going to help you. And they're going to get you and take you in, and they're going to hit you with radiation and bug poison.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
So, if you don't take the shots we want to give you, we're going to have you taken off the internet for now, and you won't be able to leave your house unless you take the shots. So take the shots, because there's just too many people. I'm Bill Gates reminding you, don't go to band.video and just do what I say. We need more childhood death, okay? Bye-bye. And I almost forgot, I'm wearing a pink sweater.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
A corporate revolution taking place across the world to totally enslave us every way they can. And in the last 3 years, the Communist Chinese, the UN, and a group run by Bill Gates have put several billion dollars that we know of into an international UN consortium to create worldwide standards for a social credit score, for a vaccine passport, for a universal basic income platform that will operate under central bank digital currencies that track everything you spend, where it's spent, how it's spent. They can be devalued. They can be increased in value. They can let you spend it one place but not another. This is total slavery. This is worse than being a prisoner. And the European Central Bank, the UK Central Bank, which are all private, the private Federal Reserve, they've all been announcing in concert that it's imminent that they're going to roll these out. And many countries are already doing it. Biden administration calls for digital ID investment, public-private data sharing, collaboration. Just like you saw with the COVID violating HIPAA and all the rest of it, sharing all your medical records and where you went and what you did and getting all the companies to get on board where you have to have a smartphone to even look at a menu in a restaurant. That's all training you for this. This is the final step. This is the Holy Grail. This is the coup de grace. This is the creme de la creme of tyranny. Article up on Infowars.com. And here is the National Cybersecurity Strategy, March 2023. Now, remember that June National Anti-Terrorism Strategy. And if you read that strategy, it's now in effect. White people are the main threat. White supremacy is the most dangerous threat, totally made up. And they've got to surveil you, and they've got to take your guns, and protesting open borders or protesting election fraud or lockdowns or forced injection is terrorism. It's outlandish. But they're doing it. And here's the National Cybersecurity Strategy. For your security, everything you buy and sell will be tracked by the IRS and other agencies in live time. This is exactly what the Communist Chinese have with their defined critical infrastructure, digital infrastructure. So they centralize it, they harmonize it. You've got to go read this for yourself. All under the rubric of safety. Shape market forces to drive security and resilience. Yes, to fight climate change, deciding where you can spend your money and what's good for the earth and what's bad. Oh, meat's going to be taxed and plastics and then basically everything else when they're done with it. But their companies, their operations, they're all going to be tax exempt, just like Bill Gates's and Warren Buffett's operations are. So this is the mark of the beast. It's all over if they get this in place. And as usual, we're flat-footed on this. And there's almost no resistance to it because people just can't believe it's happening, even though it's already happening. There's some resistance forming, but it's not enough. We need the state legislatures. We need Congress. We need the courts. We need the people. If you think big tech's bad censoring now, they are merging it like splitting a card deck in two and then putting them back together again. For one big unified corporate fascist world government system with the Communist Chinese and Bill Gates and the UN setting the standards that are being adopted. And the Biden administration 2 years ago, having their head of cybersecurity be the head of the new international conference that is developing the final regulations for this, for a planetary worldwide system. Just like Biden's former head of COVID response is now his chief of staff. They are centralizing the control for the next rollout and the next pandemic, whether real or fake, they're going to be releasing, and they're telling you is imminent. At the same time, we now have the reportedly final draft of the UN World Medical Tyranny Treaty that sets up a biomedical police state worldwide to get rid of all your medical record privacy, integrated into a worldwide database. Corporations can openly share all your information, and the UN says they will be in charge of pandemic response over your federal, state, and local governments when your government signs on to the treaty. And Biden says he's not even going to try to get the treaty ratified. He's going to have it implemented through the CDC and through the FDA, through the Department of Transportation, the Department of Defense, and 20-plus other agencies. He announced that a month ago. Remember the CDC a year and a half ago said, forget all rents during the lockdowns. Rent, you don't have to pay it again. And a federal court had to say, you can't pass a law without Congress passing it. You can't forgive rents. You just want a power grab. It's not about helping poor people. What happens when the people that own the property go bankrupt? You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. There'll be no more cities. There'll be communes. That's what they're bringing in. And they mean business to do it. So if you think things are bad now, if you think the world's hellish now, ladies and gentlemen, you've seen nothing yet. Communist China has helped write the plan. They developed the global QR code software it's based on. It was adopted 2 years ago by the UN. Bill Gates is spending billions pushing it with his tax-free money. And now Biden's coming in saying it's a federal initiative to the federal bureaucracies to do this. And let me tell you, when Obama, and that's who he is, Obama's third term, when Obama's flesh puppet says jump, the federal agencies say, how high, master. Everything they put in his new domestic terrorism directive in June 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, they've already done. Biden actually tells the truth most of the time. He says, hey, I get elected, immediately surge the border, border's wide open. It is. I get elected, I'm going to go to war with Russia. They are. These people are madmen. And women. And don't take it as weakness. They can barely talk. That Fetterman can't talk and the vice president can hardly talk and Biden can hardly talk. That's the sign of the strength of the deep state, that they can put a mindless puppet in and still you feel like you can do nothing. Total psychotic evil. We're going to get into Tucker Carlson when we come back. And the fact that the deep state is on the verge of collapsing. When I said they're strong, their strength is our weakness. The minute we become strong, they will fall. It's us or them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. If you want to continue to see hardcore, game-changing, tip-of-the-spear, 98% accuracy that just is setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, stay with InfoWars, pray for InfoWars, spread the word about InfoWars, and buy product at InfoWars. And I can tell you how many outside groups go and test the products we sell. Like Mike Adams is famous for his big testing lab where he tests all sorts of products, also supplements. And I didn't even know this happened with a family member. He was giving him a family member that had some neurological issues, CBD oil, because in all the studies, it's really good CBD oil. It really helps all sorts of neurological things, Parkinson's, epilepsy. narcolepsy, the list goes on and on, joint pain, you name it. And he went and tested ours, and his testing lab, tech that has degrees in this, said this is the highest quality we've seen. We've seen another brand this good, but this is the very top. This should be $160 a bottle or the 1,000 milligram that he puts out. And that's true. They recommended we sell it for $150. I went to these folks that own a big company that's one of the top distributors in the country of wide spectrum CBD. And they said, we recommend $150 retail and then discount it $100. Well, I'm not going to do 200% markup. So at $67, there's 100% markup to fund ourselves. You're getting the best CBD, 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram, depending on the one you want, at over 50% what you're going to get this anywhere else. That's with a discount. It's about 35% after the discount. So, but if you look at retail, it's like a 70% discount. The point is that point blank, everybody knows CBD is great. Doctors are prescribing it everywhere, even though it's not prescription. This is the best you're going to get. Infowarsstore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. Only way we fail is we don't take action. And I know less than 1% of the viewers, who I love and I think, I'm not bitching. If just one more percent would just do it, we wouldn't just be good, we could expand. So we're not going anywhere. Those of you that have bought the products, you know who you are. Those who haven't, hey, keep spreading the word, keep praying for us. And if you want to experience great CBD, try it out, get a bottle. And I think you're going to be a repeat customer. Buy the product.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself in the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hated by tyrants, loved by the people. We are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, let me try to judiciously go through what's really happening with Tucker Carlson. He was set to deliver the goods last night on federal agents, provocateurs in the crowd. Ray Epps 2.0, Ray Epps 3.0, Ray Epps 4.0, up to Ray Epps 500. I mean, there was at least 500 of them there. We know that. That's come out. But the specifics, the video, that's why the deep state made major threats to Fox. Senator Schumer, who's a main representative of the deep state, went to the Senate floor and threatened Fox and said, we'll shut you down. Massive pressure was placed. And from the intel I've got, there's a whole internal fight going on about what is going to come out. And what was supposed to come out last night and tonight and tomorrow got postponed. If Tucker has his way, it will come out. He said that at the end. In fact, guys, go to the very end of Tucker's show last night. I know we streamed it live, so we have a copy of it on Band.Video. where he says, they want to stop this coming out, but I assure you it will come out. And I believe Tucker. He's hardcore. He's awake. The left admits it. Tucker says it. I help wake him up and radicalize him. He gets what's going on. He's not going back. He believes in the people. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out. I'm going to leave it at that. But that's speaking from my perspective. I'm not speaking for Tucker. Now, Cheryl Atkinson from her sources says that there was a fight and they're trying to block the release. Steve Bannon says Murdoch shut down Tucker. They can basically see the same information in some of the same sources I have. That said, this is, again, bigger than just January 6th. They're branding the American people as terrorists officially using this event. Maybe 50 people were violent. A million plus showed up. Maybe 1,000 went in, brought in by the police. I tried to stop them. But this is about the power of the system try to gaslight us that it's rewriting history to show footage that shows they lied. Well, yeah, rewriting history is not a bad thing when you find out the truth about history. They famously had cases about 130 years ago at the turn of the century before last where they would create fake skeletons in digs in Africa and the U.S. that were made up of pig bones and other things to say, oh, look, we found the caveman. And it would be a big international story, and the people would tour around with a skeleton making millions of dollars. And then later it would turn out it was fake, so history was rewritten to say that was fake. But their cardinal rule is never, when the deep state's caught fabricating something, expose it. No, Saddam did have WMDs. Easter Bunny is real. So that's where we are. And speaking of that, I saw a compilation of this morning, but it's like 5 minutes long. Here's just one example. But Chucky Schumer, the Attorney General Garland, all of them, I mean, they're just everywhere like parrots with their new talking point, saying Tucker's a liar. He says nobody died that day. Five police officers died that day. Not one police officer died that day. Not one police officer died from wounds of that day. Five citizens, Trump supporters, died that day. So they know it's out in the news that five died, so they conflate it thinking you won't go look it up. It's an absolute fact that five U.S. citizens, Trump supporters, died that day. You know Ashley Babbitt, almost no coverage of the other four. And so the Attorney General of the United States weighed in yesterday trying to get Tucker to not have his program. Massive pressure. Looks like it works so far, but the fight's on internally, I'm told. And he said, Tucker says nobody died. Well, five people died. Five police officers. No, that's a lie. So that's the shell game they're playing. And they think you're that stupid. Now, obviously, as a populist, nationalist, 1776 audience that loves freedom, you're like, yeah, we know that's a lie. But they're just trying to float it to those that don't really pay attention. Kind of like people that still believe the vaccine is a vaccine or the vaccine works. Like, well, it doesn't really protect you much, but it helps a little. No, all the numbers show it hurts you way worse. But the big lie is still, well, 99% effectiveness, 95% effectiveness, 82% effectiveness, 49% effectiveness. And then finally, oh, it's just very effective. So here's Merrick Garland. This is just insane. Saying five officers died. Here it is.
You've seen some of that video. What's your reaction to that?
So I don't want to comment on any particular reports. I think all Americans saw what happened on January 6th, and most of us saw it as it was happening. It was a violent attack on a fundamental tenet of American democracy, that power is peacefully transferred from one administration to another. Over 100 officers were assaulted on that day. Five officers died. We have charged more than 1,000 people with their crimes on that day, and more than 500 have already been convicted. I think it's very clear what happened on January 6th.
And Tucker's crime is, they say, on one officer died at the scene, his brains beat out, and they show him at the end of the day totally fine. Now, notice his mind control technique. That's training. That's sophisticated. He said, I'm not going to get into the specifics because he's about to lie to you. You know what you saw. You saw it that day. No, we saw you say that day five officers died. That was the talking point within hours. Five officers dead. You know, I'm not going to get into specifics. Don't read the fine print. Five officers died that day. You know what you saw. You know what you saw that day, what they told you that wasn't true. He doesn't get into specifics. He just says, you know, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. How long you had these droids? Oh, you know, three seasons. Hold on, stormtroopers. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Merrick Garland, you all know what you saw. You all know what happened. They killed five officers that day. And it's not isolated. I got a five-minute compilation of them saying yesterday, Tucker is lying and saying no one died. No, they killed five citizens. No, he's not saying that. He's saying five officers didn't die. One didn't die that day. One had a stroke the next day and died. So again, that's the mind control that they think you're going to sit there and accept, and they can't have anybody challenging this false history or rewriting the history. These are the same people that tell you two men can have a baby, and if a man gets convicted of raping and murdering a three-year-old, like just happened in England, and then he suddenly identifies as a woman, he can now be in the women's prison. Because if you'll accept that murder of logic, they believe you will accept anything. Now, Kevin McCarthy, I've got the clip right here, says he's going to release it to everybody soon. He says, we're going to release it all soon. Good. That's the only way to do it. It takes the heat off Tucker. It's out. It's like WikiLeaks. You can go download it for yourself. Everybody can watch it for themselves. Everybody can go through it themselves. That is the answer. People said, man, watch Tucker get it. Well, he's so respected and is such a good guy. And people say, well, why don't we all get it? And I said, last week, I said, careful what you wish for. If they told me we're going to give you the 41,000 hours, I would say, let's give it to everybody, because the responsibility of that is so huge, and whoever gets that is being handed a hand grenade. But Tucker stepped up, he did it, and now they're coming in, putting major pressure on him. We'll talk more about this and what it really signifies and some other clips that tie into it when we come back, but this is a big deal. Why it's dangerous if you see what actually happened, just let us tell you what happened with our false narrative. Band.video, Infowars.com. Be part of the revolution. Share those links today. The power of you sharing the links is incredible.
By the way, thank you for your support. The CBD product from InfoWarsStore.com is truly outstanding. I've got one of my family members on it, and it's working wonders. It is highly potent. It's very effective. We've tested it in the laboratory, and it's an extraordinary value. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the CBD oil. I think that's the 1,000 milligram bottle that I'm referring to there, but there are some other formats that are available as well.
This is an information war. You want folks to fight the globalists. You want people to take on the tyrants. We're doing it, and we're having hands down the biggest effect in this fight. And we're being mimicked. We're being parroted. We're being supported by so many other great prominent people that are looking into our research and finding out it's true. And InfoWars is having its greatest victories ever in hearts and minds around the country and the world. I was just flying around commercial in the United States. Got nothing but love last week. Nothing but love wherever I go, compared to quite a bit of hate previously. That's a report to you that we're winning the information war and the Great Awakening is here. But you've got to make the decision on whether or not you want these people to win. And there's nowhere that you can support by spreading the word, by praying for the broadcast, by buying products like InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com. And those that have been doing it know who you are, and you are the reason we've had such success. Without you, none of these good things will be happening. The enemy recognizes that we're the tip of the spear. That means you're the tip of the spear in the information war for hearts and minds. So I salute those that have supported us, and I just ask those that haven't, why aren't you spreading the word? Why aren't you buying the products? Why aren't you actively doing that? I'm just asking you a question, because we need you. You need us. We're in this together. So I'm simply asking all of you out there to think about what InfoWars has contributed. Think about how we've been the main target of the enemy because we're so effective and tell the truth. And then to make the decision to financially support the broadcast by getting great products at the same time. It's a decision that you've got to make. And I'm asking you to make that decision. I'm not complaining to the people that have been supporters over the years. Or if you don't have the finances, I really feel bad for you that you can't get these great supplements. And I wish they cost less, but I'm only going to sell the highest quality. But for those that have been on the fence, it's time to get off the fence right now. The enemy wouldn't want this show shut down if it wasn't so effective. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality CBD oil for your bones, your joints, your brain, your neurological systems. Get our great bone broth. Get our great prebiotic. Get it all. Vitamin D3, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. Just wanted to explain that and make that extremely clear about how important that decision is that you have to make for yourself. You're in the driver's seat. You have to make the decision.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
George Orwell's 1984, he wrote, "The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command." George Orwell, 1984. Don't look at the footage. Don't rewrite history with the facts. Anybody trying to show you the truth that they opened the doors up and brought in a bunch of nonviolent people is bad. Don't let that information get out. We'll be covering more of this here in just a moment. But first, I want to challenge the listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, you see that free speech is under unprecedented attack. You see that the watering holes, the oases of truth, are more vital than ever, and people are coming for the truth, but the enemies of free thought and of a livable, good civilization are under attack. Because the people are hungry. We can't do this without you. We aren't funded by the globalists. We're not funded by the billionaires. We're not funded by George Soros and the deep state. We're funded by you, and we have great products you need. But you have to make the decision that you want to get great products and you want to keep this broadcast on the air and continue to change the world. There's not a place anywhere in the world that you could support a broadcast that's having a bigger effect than this operation. Now, all of our toothpaste has been sold out, our whitening toothpaste, you name it, and it's going to be coming back in soon. But my dad, who's a retired dentist, worked on this for over a year from Dr. Jones Naturals, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, turmeric toothpaste. But when you read the ingredients, that he designed from a lot of deep research. It's got zinc and other key minerals and vitamins in it, not just concentrated turmeric, that's anti-inflammatory and that re-energizes your cells and your gums and really helps clean your teeth. You know, the mouth is where the digestive system begins. That's why so many drugs and supplements you take under the tongue or in the mouth, because it gets the very best absorption, even per capita, better than the gut. And so this goes into your gums, into the nerves of your teeth, into your body, into damaged tissues, and does incredible things. It would take me a few minutes to read all of the natural organic ingredients that are in Dr. Jones Natural Turmeric Toothpaste, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's non-fluoride. It's a big tube. It's super high quality. And this is going to be the next frontier of toothpaste. We got samples in a few months ago. I love it. My five-year-old daughter loves it. My wife loves it. My adult grown children, I've given tubes to them. They love it. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric toothpaste, non-fluoride, at Dr. Jones Naturals. And again, the ingredients in this are amazing. It's got high-quality essential oils in it. It's got natural systems to help polish and clean your teeth. It does so much. So get your non-fluoride, fluoride-free turmeric toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com. I was looking at the back of this toothpaste and just reading the ingredients. My dad threw the kitchen sink at this. Most toothpaste are a bunch of fillers. Most toothpaste only have a few ingredients to do you any good. This does not have fillers. This is as good as you're going to get. I really hope you'll try it out. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste, a true maverick, an original proprietary product, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the decision to take action now. Get a great product to keep us on the air. I thank you for your support. All right. What do you say about the Tucker Carlson thing? It is so outrageous that he airs Monday's show, gets number one ratings, number one story, hundreds of millions of views online. I mean, 10 million, 20 million, 10 million. I mean, just on Twitter, it's like 20 million views, 1 million views, 3 million views, 5 million. When I say 100 million, there's probably 100 million views of Tucker's report in different permutations or pieces on Twitter alone. That's a guesstimation, though. I mean, it's probably over 100 million. Number one story, changing the whole narrative, taking the ball away from the deep state, showing the truth, and then Tuesday he was going to drop a bomb on him, bringing the goods. And then suddenly the pressure happens and we don't see the new footage. He just recaps the previous night, but said, they don't want you to see this, but I promise you, he said at the end, I promise you, we are going to bring it to you soon. Here's a clip of what Tucker said last night.
Tonight, tomorrow we'll have more on what actually happened at the Capitol on January 6th. They want us to shut up. We won't. And our conversation, an extended version of our conversation with actor and comedian and thinker Russell Brand. Have the best night with the ones you love. We'll see you tomorrow.
So what happened is Tucker in his contract, and I'll leave it at this. Nobody knows this. Some people at Fox took a lot less money in his new contract a few years ago to have total freedom. But then continually they say he has total freedom, but then they have clauses where they can still review things before he airs it. So they're reviewing it. They're giving him a bunch of grief. They're all over his ass. Will it be tonight? Will it be tomorrow night? Or will Tucker Carlson leave Fox News? He's got that much integrity. That's where we are. But the information is devastating. And the deep state's obviously spying on him. Hell, Fox gets to see what he's producing, so that's how the deep state knew. And you have the Republican leadership come out against Tucker, other than Mitch McConnell. You had, the evil turtle, the Republican leader of the Senate, come out and say, oh, it's totally evil, the security of the deep state. They've got cameras everywhere watching us. They're in our phones. They're surveilling us. They've got all this footage of the Capitol, and they go, oh, we can't show it to you. And then the Capitol Police actually told Tucker, no, just blur out this one door. So Mitch McConnell says it was a mistake for Tucker Carlson to show January 6th footage the government fought to keep hidden. Yes, so he could put out his anti-Trump, anti-American narrative. Elon is a perfect reaction to Mitch's rhino response on January 6th, pointing out that it's freedom to be able to see the footage and a good thing, and that this is basically tyranny. And what's happening right now to Elon Musk? We'll talk about this next hour. Federal Trade Commission demands Elon Musk identify all journalists who had access to the Twitter files. Well, under federal law, they can't even do that, but they're attacking journalists, but mainstream corporate media is just going along with it. FTC investigation sought Elon Musk internal communications journalist names. Where's the press coming out against this? Elon Musk accuses Biden of weaponization of government agency against him over Twitter files. And what's he exposing? Fauci censoring, Fauci covering up where the virus came from, blocking doctors, telling you about therapeutics. Hell, they had the FBI in places like Florida and Michigan arrest medical doctors at clinics that own those IV clinics that are so great. I'm not even a doctor guy. I don't even like doctors. I go get IVs every 3-4 months. My wife gets them all the time. They're incredible. Go get a vitamin C. Go get a... I hate needles, but I'll hook me up. It feels great. I should go get one today. Damn. But the point is, they said, oh, vitamin C is good to fight viruses. Totally true. Oh, vitamin D3 pills are good to fight viruses. Oh, you're arrested. You can't say that because Big Pharma didn't want you to know. I saw the head of the EU say, we got to ban free speech because there were people claiming that there were sprays you could put on services that kill COVID. That's a lie. Alcohol kills it. Like in my bathroom, there's a big bottle of Lysol. Well, somebody run in there and get that for me. It says on the back of Lysol, kills all viruses in seconds. It does. Sunlight kills them. But they didn't want you to know that or think that. Said, don't go to the beach. It's worse in sunlight. The virus attacks worse in sunlight. But wear your mask while you're eating and then pull it down because the virus will respect you when you're eating and will not hurt anybody when you pull it down to eat. All of it is insane. We're going to come back, open the phones up on the attack on free speech, on the suppression of January 6th, and where you think this is all going, Biden's rollout of the new global ID, because it is a global ID, he's rolling it out against us, and other topics. I'll give the number out. It'll be on 3 or 4 topics I'm going to give you when we start the next hour. Look forward to your calls today. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Now go get the new turmeric toothpaste right now. It's amazing.
One thing I should say, I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. While Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements. And so, I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a world, of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then if the whole thing may collapse. I'm obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity such that if if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse, and you know, humanity keeps moving forward.
Well, we live to see it. Elon Musk at the World Economic Forum decrying their world government at their world government summit. That's what this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is all about. And the final signed copies are available for a limited time, just a few weeks, at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your copy of the book and help keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. We've come a long way, but the war has not yet been won.